Draupadi, the wife of the great Pandavas, was as renowned for her beauty as she was for her iron will. Her temper was volcanic, and she was capable of reducing her enemies to mere ashes. But her story is a saga of suffering. The fiery princess, who was the embodiment of compassion, was also a pious devotee of Lord Krishna. One day, Duryodhana sent an invitation to Yudhishthira to play dice. Yudhishthira was very fond of gambling, but he was no expert. Shakuni, uncle of the Kauravas, was a very experienced player. Yudhishthira kept losing game after game of dice to him. He bet his chariots, horses, and elephants as stakes and lost them. Then he lost his royal treasures, offered all his servants as stakes and lost them as well. And finally, he lost his kingdom too. He and his four brothers became the slaves of the Kaurava kings.
Yudhishthira, this is the last game. If you win, all that you have lost so far will be given back to you. Offer Draupadi as the stake, win back your kingdom and everything else that you lost.
Yudhishthira was drunk with the excitement of gambling. He did not stop to think about the consequences of his actions for a second.
Throw the dice. Let me try for the last time. If I win, I will take back everything.
Duryodhana, roll the dice.
Unfortunately, even this time, luck did not favor Yudhishthira.
Ha ha ha! We have won yet again. You slave, send your wife in here. Who's there? Draupadi is now my servant. Drag her here.
The Pandavas were mortified. They bent their heads in shame. Yudhishthira knew what had happened was entirely his fault, and he was besieged by guilt. But by then, it was too late for regrets. Draupadi was in her queenly apartment.
Princess, Yudhishthira has lost you in a game of dice, and Duryodhana has won. So now you must serve in Dhritarashtra's palace.
When she heard this, Draupadi also fainted.
How can anyone offer his wife as a stake in any gamble? If Yudhishthira had lost himself earlier, then he had no right to offer me as a stake. Did King Yudhishthira first offer himself or me as a stake? Find out and come back.
The messenger returned to the court. Hearing his words, Duryodhana was very angry.
A servant woman does not have the right to ask these questions. Dushasana, bring her in here. Go and drag her here by her hair.
Dushasana dragged Draupadi by her hair to the royal court.
Draupadi, Yudhishthira lost everything in a game of dice. Finally, he staked you also. You are now my servant.
The royal court was crowded. The bravest warriors, Dhritarashtra, Bhishma, Drona, Kripa, and Vidura were all there. Draupadi beseechingly looked towards them for help, but none of them spoke a word. The entire court was silent. The subjects were stunned. Her husband sat with their heads bowed.
This is not a place for justice. Where righteousness and justice do not exist, it ceases to be a court. It is a gang of robbers.
Stop talking, servant.
I will burn the hands of Dushasana. Do not disgrace the royal family of the Kurus. Dushasana! A servant has no need for queenly robes. Snatch her sari.
Dushasana began to pull at her sari. Draupadi's weeping and wailing would have moved a stone to mercy. She begged all the elders to protect her.
To be
dishonored in this way is a fate worse than death. Please save me. My father had faith in the strength of your arms and gave me to you. In an open assembly, I am being dishonored. But you sit with folded arms. Are you not ashamed?
But all of her words were useless. She was the daughter of King Drupada. She was the wife of the Pandava heroes who had defeated all other kings and performed the great Rajasuya sacrifice. But when she was insulted and dishonored in open court, there was no one to protect and help her.
Oh Lord Krishna, you are always kind to your devotees. I beg of you, please do not forsake me like everyone else has done. You are my only savior.
She closed her eyes and meditated on Lord Krishna.
Krishna! Krishna! Krishna!
Then a miracle took place. Draupadi's sari became endless. As the Shasana kept pulling his sari, it kept getting longer, and the heap on the floor kept becoming larger and larger. Soon, the Shasana's hands were tired.
So what if your sari has become endless? You are a servant in my palace.
Duryodhana, if you make me sit on your lap, you will die with a broken thigh. On this day, I will take an oath. I will not tie up my hair until you get punished for this sin.
The court trembled at her terrible oath. The earth shook. Comets filled the sky. There were ill omens on all sides. Bhima, who had the strength of 100 elephants, had so far kept quiet because of his elder brother. Now, his rage knew no bounds.
I will beat this sinner Duryodhana's thighs into pulp, and I vow to tear open Dushasana's breast and drink his blood.
King Dhritarashtra, why do you keep quiet even after listening to all that your son has said and done? You heard Draupadi's curse. This means your kingdom will very soon come to an end.
You should not have been put to shame. You are a good and righteous woman. I apologize for my son's behavior. Ask of me for any boon.
My lord, please free my husbands. We will move away from here.
You and your husband can leave now. May God bless you.
Draupadi and the Pandavas leave the court with unbearable embarrassment and grief.